We interrupt our regularly scheduled program for this special presentation of Inter Miami Soccer on ESPN 106.3. The pink smoke is in the air. That means legendary goals.
Oh, it's a cannon shot. Go ahead and give him the goal of the week.
Heroic saves.
Outstanding point blank save. You are denied.
Inter Miami Soccer is on ESPN 106.3.
Goal de Messi.
This is Pink Smoke, brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Here's Mike Rizzo.
We got Inter Miami football on ESPN 106.3 coming up tonight. Our Herons will look to bounce back against the Chicago Fire in Fort Lauderdale. Playoff seedings, the supporter shield, all that at stake for our Herons. Now, the last time our Inter Miami Herons were out on the pitch was this past Saturday, and it did not go the way I think that Inter Miami was really envisioning. And that was a draw in Toronto, a very disappointing result for our Herons, as now the Philadelphia Union, who are the top team in the Supporter Shield standings in the MLS, the Philadelphia Union now control their own destiny in the Supporter Shield race. A win over Chicago could keep dreams alive for Miami. A loss would all but officially dash any hopes of catching the Eastern Conference foe in Philadelphia. But all the Union really need to do is win out, and they are going to win that Supporter Shield. The job is straightforward. Win their final two games, and they win the Supporter Shield. So Inter Miami kind of, you know, shooting themselves in the foot a bit, drawing in Toronto and opening the door up for the Union, who won their matchup on Saturday 6-0 against DC United. So the Supporter Shield kind of out of reach at this point for our Inter Miami Herons. Now, listen, I've seen crazier things. The Union could certainly drop points and not win the final two, and Inter Miami, who's got, you know, four or five games left on the schedule, three of them against opponents who are out of the MLS playoffs. By the way, four games left. The Fire, New England, Atlanta, those are the three home games left, and then they were on the road coming up on October 18th to end the season. Tonight will be the final midweek matchup of the regular season for Inter Miami. We've seen Inter Miami over the last month and a half play two times a week to catch up on that MLS slate. Inter Miami has had games in hand on multiple teams within the Supporter Shield race and the Eastern Conference, but they really needed to take care of business in Toronto. And let's talk about that Toronto game as we do a little Messi Mania with our good friends at PNC.
It's time for a little Messi Mania on Pink Smoke, presented by PNC Bank. The latest match results, highlights, and everything Messi starts now. Brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Learn more at PNC.com. PNC Bank, National Association member FDIC.
Putting one behind the keeper takes more than talent. Sure, the pros make it look easy, but there's a whole lot of boring work behind it. Hours of drills, scrimmages, and dedication to the craft that ultimately pay off in a brilliant goal-scoring move. PNC Bank knows that it's the same with money. That's why they take a smart, steady, and, well, boring approach, so you can make brilliant money moves that help you score your own goals. And PNC Bank makes it easy and convenient to manage your money when and where it works for you, including with new branch locations opening across Miami. See how keeping your money boring can be the brilliant move for you. Visit PNC.com/brilliantlyboring. PNC Bank, proud banking sponsor of Inter Miami CF radio broadcasts and Brilliantly Boring since 1865. The PNC Financial Services Group, Inc., all rights reserved, member FDIC. Appreciate our good friends over at PNC sponsoring a little Messi Mania, where we go through everything Inter Miami, everything Lionel Messi, and everything to do with the pink smoke. Now, I had the pleasure of being on the call and filling in for the great Ken LaVica, voice of the Inter Miami Herons. Ken LaVica filled in for Ken this past Saturday. Let's get into a couple of the highlights. Inter Miami struck first in that first half. This came in the 45th plus extra time in that first half for the Herons. It was a Tadio Allende goal assisted by Jordi Alba. Let's take a listen. Our Herons are in the box. Jordi Alba, near side box, crosses it in. Looking for Suarez. Goal! It found Allende instead. What a pass by Jordi Alba. The lid is lifted in the 45th minute. Inter Miami was peppering Toronto as it seemed like all first half our Herons were really in total domination. Toronto FC, a team who had 27 points entering the game, but the issue lies with them. They drew six games in a row going into the matchup. So this was a team that likes to kind of make it nitty and gritty. They like low-scoring affairs. They don't score a lot of goals, and they like to muddy up the game, and they were able to do that in the second half. Now, I do have to say, it was one of the best goalkeeper, single-handedly goalkeeper performances I have seen in the MLS all season long. Sean Johnson, the goalkeeper for Toronto, had five saves in the game. Five on-target shots saved in the game, and four of them came against Lionel Messi, including this one. Suarez, header to Segovia, right outside the penalty arc, back heel to Messi, Messi shoots, blocked! Sean Johnson again denying Messi for the third time tonight. That was on his strong foot, too. What a sequence by Inter Miami. And I mentioned he was on his strong foot, his left foot. He put a pretty good shot on target, but Sean Johnson was there every step of the way. Messi got denied later on in the game on a free kick, too. Messi had a brilliant free kick that was on target, but Johnson able to save that. And then ultimately in the second half, Mihailovic for Toronto, the United States men's national cap player this year. I can't promise you that Georgi Mihailovic is going to be on the roster when the World Cup comes here to North America in the summer. But Mihailovic has gotten minutes this year for that U.S. men's national team, and he made Inter Miami pay in the 60th minute in the second half. Pass back into the box. Here's Laurier. Laurier crosses with Mihailovic. Scores! Goal for Toronto! Great pass by Laurier. It was a one-timer. Laurier able to make a count in the 60th minute for Toronto. And ultimately, folks, Sean Johnson, the goalkeeper, proven to be too much. It was a disappointing 1-1 draw for our Inter Miami Herons in Canada. And I can't explain this enough. The Philadelphia Union control their own destiny in the Supporters Shield race. The job is straightforward for them. If they win their final two games, they will win the Supporters Shield. And the two, I'm going to get you guys the two opponents that Philadelphia is going to be playing as they chase and have the advantage now for the Supporters Shield and have things in their own hands. Philadelphia team, Inter Miami, has been able to get a win against and a draw on the road. They won at home and they drew on the road. But Philadelphia will play NYCFC at home, and they will play Charlotte on the road to end the year. So their next game, October 4th at home against NYCFC, and then they will end the year at Charlotte October 18th. Two tough teams, two playoff teams. How about that? So they might control their own destiny. But NYCFC, a team that Inter Miami beat 4-0 on the road two games ago and drew at home all the way back in match week one of the MLS. And then Charlotte, a team Inter Miami lost 3-0 against three games ago in Charlotte, and a team Inter Miami beat at home 2-1 when Ascu Ustadi picked up a red card. So two good teams the Union has left on their schedule. But if they win, it's simple. If they win their next two games, the Union will win the Supporters' Shield. Inter Miami needs to keep their head down and keep winning games if they want a chance. But Inter Miami had a real advantage heading into the game on Saturday against Toronto. They dropped points, and now they open the door up for Philadelphia to control their own destiny. But that was the latest and what has been going on with our Inter Miami Herons. A 1-1 draw in Toronto, a disappointing result. But I gotta say, No, Inter Miami won the Supporter Shield last year. They had the most points on the MLS table. They were the number one team in the Eastern Conference, and they ultimately ended up losing in the second round of the MLS play. Well, excuse me, the first round, because the 8 and 9 games called the wild card. But they, you know, they, what good, I'm not saying it's a bad thing to win the Supporter Shield, but like, I don't know, maybe Inter Miami not getting that first overall seed and not winning the Supporter Shield and getting the first round bye could be a good thing, could keep them fresh. You know, it's the chicken or the egg conversation we have all the time in sports. Does the time off actually help, or is it a detriment? Is the time off good for a team to get healthy, get right, and to get in a good mindset, or would you rather continue to play and be one of the hot teams? You know, Atlanta United, who beat our Herons in the playoffs last year, they were one of those teams who fought like the Dickens to get into the MLS playoffs and to win that 8 versus 9 wild card matchup. They ultimately end up beating our Herons in 3 games. So I think you can look at it a number of ways. Inter Miami is an older squad, obviously, with the likes of Lionel Messi, Sergio Busquets, Jordi Alba, and Luis Suarez. The rest could probably do those men some good. But at the same time, you know, the hot team. We got the baseball playoffs going on the other side in the MLB. And, you know, there's something to be said about the hot team going into the MLB postseason. So I think you can look at it a number of ways. I'm interested to hear if you guys got any takes on it. 888-760-3776, that number to call on in. We are live from the City Place Studios in downtown West Palm Beach. This is Pink Smoke, Mike Rizzo, your host. I'm taking you all the way, believe it or not, until about 7:40. We'll have a 7:41 kickoff of tonight's game between Inter Miami and the Chicago Fire. It is back home in South Florida, in Fort Lauderdale. A little home cooking for our Herons coming up on your Inter Miami radio network. But right now, we are going through Messy Mania, presented by our good friends at PNC. We will retalk everything Inter Miami, everything Lionel Messi. Now, Messi's goal and assist streak came to an end. Messi did not assist on a goal, and he did not score a goal in the game against Toronto. Toronto, one of those teams I mentioned, who likes to dumb things down. They like to make it a nitty-gritty battle. Toronto is now has a 7-draw streak. They had a 6-draw streak heading into the matchup against Inter Miami, and they were able to pick up the draw. Really solely, and I'm gonna say you could disagree with me if you want. They picked up that draw solely because of their goalkeeper. Lionel Messi had plenty of chances to score in the game. I thought Lionel Messi deserved a goal in that game, but give credit to the goalkeeper who had the best game of his life. I don't think he'll play another better game than that in Sean Johnson. 5 saves, 4 coming up against Lionel Messi on pretty good shots on target. But the Herons got the Chicago Fire tonight. They'll have the New England Revolution next Saturday, October 4th. The following Saturday, they will have Atlanta United, and they will end the season in Nashville. Chicago currently right now is a team who's sitting as the final team in the MLS Cup playoffs. And if you guys think Chicago has nothing left to play for like New England and company, forget about it. Because if the Fire win tonight, they will secure a playoff spot in the MLS Cup playoffs. So the Chicago Fire have a lot to play for tonight. It would secure postseason qualification with the win against Inter Miami. They'll be trying to ignore the noise in South Florida. You know, I mention all the time Inter Miami is a great home cooking team, and they really are. But former United States men's national team boss and gaffer Greg Berhalter will be trying to get a spot in the playoffs. Now, Chicago is going to have a better season than they did last year regardless. So Coach Berhalter really having a good season with them. And whatever happens in their last 3 games, they will see their highest league finish in 6 seasons. So the Chicago Fire, who have been kind of a tire fire throughout the MLS with the last 6 seasons, they will have a chance to make the MLS Cup playoffs coming up this year. And as soon as tonight, if they are able to beat our Inter-Miami Herons. They also have some quality players on the books, including the top goal scorer, Hugo Kuipers, who has 17 goals in this year's 2025 campaign. And they signed Philip Zinkernackle Philip Zinkernagel, who has really been an exciting signing and an exciting transfer for the Chicago Fire this year. So the Fire, plenty to play for. Obviously, our Herons, plenty to play for, too. Technically still in the Supporter Shield conversation with Inter Miami even drawing against the Canadian side, Toronto FC. If Philadelphia wins their next two games, it's over. But they're hard games. NYCFC is always a tough out. Now, it is a home game. But on the road against Charlotte could spell trouble. Inter Miami needs to keep their head down and keep winning games. It didn't happen in Toronto. But I could argue that is some of the best goalkeeping Inter Miami is going to see all year. I say all year long. There's four games left. But in my honest opinion, that was the single-handedly the best goalkeeper performance I've seen this side of the hemisphere. I watch a lot of English football. I watch a lot of European and world football as well. But, you know, watching the CONCACAF Champions Cup as closely as I did, watching the Leagues Cup, hell, even the FIFA Club World Cup, that Sean Johnson performance for Toronto was one of the best I've seen all season long in all of world football. I don't think you're going to see that many other times in the four games Inter Miami has left. I've been wrong before, and certainly I could be wrong again. But with Chicago, New England, Atlanta, and Nashville, I'd be hell-bent to see a better goalkeeper performance than Sean Johnson with the Toronto FC last game. Now, the New England Revolution are on October 4th. October 11th, you got Atlanta United. Both of those teams are out of MLS Cup considerations. Atlanta specifically have an entire Fire of a year. They spent a lot of money in the offseason. One of the top teams that spent in the transfer market going into the year, bringing back Amorim, signing a whole lot of fun players like Lati Lath. But Atlanta, not one of the teams to be heavily considered as a threat in the Eastern Conference with them being out of the MLS Cup playoffs. And I know, you know, the team can't be happy. A lot of people surrounding around that team can't be happy. But I go back to it's like spending money guarantees nothing. You know, spending money guarantees nothing. Does it get you in the conversation? Absolutely. But you still got to put the right things around a team, like a coach. Like you know, sometimes players don't work out, you know, and those are things you just got to take a try. And that's why I give Inter Miami a lot of credit. You know, obviously getting Lionel Messi was a huge, 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 huge accomplishment for the program. But the signings, like Tuasco Segovia has been great this year. Maxi Falcón has been great this year. Ascu Ustari, with the exception of a couple of howlers, has been great this year. So I think With Inter Miami, not enough credit gets given to management and the people that are making the decisions up top, like Coach Mascherano and the great David Beckham. I love this team. I love how they're built. You got young, you got old. And I say this all the time, and it's not even my bias getting in the way, but Inter Miami is the best team on this side of the continent. They are the best team on this side of the continent, and I think they proved that at the FIFA Club World Cup. Winning a fixture against a UEFA side. It was the first time an MLS team has beaten a UEFA competition club team. And I don't think it's a coincidence. I think it's because the Herons are a damn good team, and I think they're going to prove that in the MLS playoffs coming up. Certainly, you know, these you can't win every game. Inter Miami was riding a three-game winning streak going into the fixture against Toronto. And it really seemed like they had a lot of momentum on their side, but they ran into it. You know, I got to say, fair play. Fair play to the goalkeeper. Fair play to Sean Johnson. I hope Toronto fans are celebrating the performance by Sean Johnson, because you'll never see anything like it again. Four saves against Lionel Messi, five total on the game, and single-handedly making sure it wasn't 5-1. That's what I think the scoreline should have been, at least 5-1. In Toronto, without that goalkeeper performance, we're having a completely different conversation today on Pink Smoke and Messi Mania, brought to you by our good friends at PNC. We're having a completely different conversation. We're talking about Inter Miami controlling their own destiny on the Supporter Shield title. We're not talking about Philadelphia winning their last two games and winning the Supporter Shield. We're talking about Inter Miami doing that. But a great performance got in the way by Sean Johnson, the goalkeeper, and all you can do is tip your cap and say fair play. Now, Lionel Messi's still winning MLS MVP. I think we could all agree there. 24 goals and 11 assists on the year. That is 35 goal and assist contributions. 35. If you look around the MLS, ain't nobody better than that right now. And Inter Miami still has four games to play. Every other team has two or three. Messi, number one in goal assist contributions. Anders Dreyer is the next closest man, and he's four behind with 31. And San Diego, want to make sure I have this right for you, folks. San Diego on the year has played two more games. Yep, they have played two more games than Inter Miami. It's not even a conversation, mate. If Lionel Messi doesn't get the MVP, it's a joke. Inter Miami's played 30 games, and Lionel Messi has four more goal and assist contributions than anybody in the league. And 24 goals is the best in the league, too. Like, give credit, LAFC and Denise Bouanga, he's got 23. He's only one behind. But Messi still has that. And he should have more. I can't stress it enough how good of that. I know I sound like a broken record. Probably tired of hearing of it. It's probably because I was on the damn call and I've been waiting to call Lionel Messi goal all year. But Messi should have scored in that game against Toronto. He was good enough to score. He put him on target. It was just it was an inspiring performance. It really was. Honest to God, it's the best way I can put it. It was an inspiring performance by that goalkeeper. And they wrote it into a draw that they didn't deserve. World football is one of those games, mate, similar to baseball, where sometimes the best team in the full 90 plus extra time doesn't win. And that was the case. Inter Miami should still control their own destiny on that supporter shield. And Lionel Messi should have more than 24 goals on the year. It's a cool sport. I think we see the law of average tonight against the Chicago Fire. Inter Miami at home has been fantastic. One of the best in the MLS. The Chicago Fire are, as I mentioned, they are going to be playing inspired. If they win, they're in. Similar to Inter Miami and how they were against NYCFC on the road two games ago. They won 4-0, by the way. Lionel Messi, a brace and an assist. And heading into that Toronto game, Messi had 8 goal contributions in 3 games. Yeah, 8 goal contributions in 3 games. He had 2 goals and an assist in 2 games. And then the game before that, the third game, he had a goal and an assist. Pretty damn good for a guy who is on the back half of 30 and almost 40. Pretty damn good for, you know, the GOAT who is still going at it at 38. I mean, he could play anywhere. I watched some Champions League football today. By the way, fair play to Galatasaray holding off Liverpool. Every single Manchester United fan, including myself, thanks you and is kissing your feet for beating those Scousers. But I watched these games. Messi'd be on the best pitch in 65% of those matchups today. Maybe more. Maybe not for Liverpool. Salah's pretty good. You understand what I'm saying. Messi can play anywhere in the world. And he's playing right here in our backyard in Inter Miami. And I personally think that Inter Miami's winning that damn cup this year. I got faith in Coach Mascherano. I got faith in Messi. I think it's great that Sergio Busquets is deciding to hang up the boots at the end of the year. Now I'm going to miss Sergio. He's a damn good player. But I think it gives extra motivation for the Herons too. Sergio is one of the best number fives to ever play world football. And to have that momentum of it being Sergio's final season, that in the back of your head, wanting to do it for Sergio, for play to him. Suarez up top. Love it. I know Suarez, not necessarily the most popular striker, but we love him down here. I know he was wrong for spitting on a staffer, but you take what he gives you. And what he gives you is solid play at the striker position, even at his age. Are his legs there? Absolutely not. Could he maybe be a better human on the pitch sometimes? Sure. But he's still one of the better strikers within the MLS, even at his age. And I think it's shown this year. I mean, remember the Houston game? Guy had 3 assists and a goal. When he's on the pitch, Inter Miami's better. And I thought Inter Miami missed him in those games where he wasn't available. And I know he's not even in the top three goal scorers of Inter Miami this year. By the way, top three scorers this year in the MLS. Lionel Messi, Tadio Allende, Telesco Segovia. Messi with 24, Allende with 9, Segovia with 7, Suarez with 7. So Suarez technically tied with Segovia. But if we remember, Luis Suarez, I mean, he had 21 goals last year. He was Inter Miami's leading goal scorer. Him and Messi both had 21. Fair play to him. But Suarez had a better year last year, and he's still giving you things at age 38. Him and Messi, same age, by the way. And I do think, you know, even at 38, Suarez giving you everything he's got game in and game out. That's something you can't deny. Could you maybe not like Luis for the person he is? Fine. But I won't listen and say, I won't listen to that he's not giving it 110% every time he's out there. Like I said, he doesn't have the legs anymore. That's clear. But he's still one of the better players within the MLS, and he's still a striker that could be a force in nature at any moment. Now, he might not have the goals, but he does have the assists, and he has 10 assists in the MLS this year. That's 17 goal and assist contributions for Luis Suarez this year. And how about Jordi Alba? Jordi Alba, 8 assists. The Barca boy is still getting it done. And if you want to take it even a step further, the FOTMOB ratings for the three of the Barca boys, Messi, Suarez, and Busquets. MR is match rating, by the way. I love it. If you guys aren't familiar with FOTMOB, download the app and get hip with it because it's the best soccer app there is. You should also download that ESPN South Florida app so you can listen to every Inter Miami game at your fingertips. But Lionel Messi is averaging an 8.37 match rating. Luis Suarez averaging a 7.47. And Sergio Busquets is averaging 7.38. For a guy that's about to retire, pretty damn good. Now, I mentioned Inter Miami. They do not control their own destiny when it comes to the supporter shield. They kind of messed things up a little bit when they drew to Toronto and didn't get the full 3 points. But I go back to what I said earlier. I think Inter Miami should really just focus on getting healthy and winning as many games as possible before the end of the year. Whatever. You drop points against Toronto. You drew Toronto twice in this year. Something you're not going to be able to get back, mate. You focus on what the task at hand is. The task at hand is, number one, keep the Barca boys healthy. Keep the Barca boys healthy and Messi, Suarez, Busquets, and Alba. Keep them healthy. Get Alan Abando healthy so you can have more striker depth. And get Davi Ruiz right so you can have a full roster coming up for the MLS Cup playoffs. And finally, finish in the top four. If you finish in the top four, you will get a home matchup in the first round. And in that first round, you play best of three. So do what you need to do. Take care of your business. Do your job. Do the little things and let the rest take care of it. Because one thing is certain. I think this is the best team in North America, South America, and Central America. Maybe not South America. In CONCACAF, Inter Miami is the best team in CONCACAF. I feel confident in saying that. I know they didn't win the Champions Cup. I know they lost to Vancouver and Cruz Azul. For play to the Mexican League. They ended up getting the cup this year on CONCACAF Champions Cup. But I still think Inter Miami, with what they proved at the FIFA Club World Cup and Leagues Cup, they were the most consistent team in CONCACAF. They went to a League Cup final. They went to the knockout stage at the FIFA Club World Cup. No other CONCACAF team did that. All the other MLS teams were disgraces. Don't even get me started. LAFC, disgrace in that tournament. The Sounders, a disgrace in that tournament. The Crew didn't even get there. And then I mentioned Champions Cup, going to the semifinal. So that's a semifinal, a cup final, and a knockout stage in a tournament where CONCACAF teams never win it. And they're top four in the MLS Cup standings right now, in the Eastern Conference. should be celebrated. I know everyone's upset. I know everyone's kind of bitter that they're not in the Supporters Shield race anymore. They got bigger fish to fry, and that's an MLS Cup championship. They want to lift that cup this year. Folks, this is Pink Smoke on ESPN 106.3. I'm your host, Mike Rizzo. Pink Smoke, where we talk everything Inter Miami, everything Lionel Messi, and that was just our segment, Messi Mania, getting you caught up on what's going on with Inter Miami, the latest news, goals, games, table updates, all that right here on Pink Smoke on ESPN 106.3. We're going to take our first time out, but when we return, we're going to go through the injury report. We're going to see who has Knox. We're going to see who's healthy. We're good friends of Lido Rider, Smith, Ivy, and Freimrath. Keep it locked in right here. Pink Smoke on ESPN 106.3.
This is Pink Smoke, brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Here's Mike Rizzo.
Welcome on back, folks, to Pink Smoke. 888-760-3776. That number to call on in. Big Smoke, where we talk everything Inter Miami football and everything Lionel Messi. Now, we do have, I believe, starting 11s confirmed. I will double check that in a little bit. But I believe I did get the notification from FotMob that I do have starting lineups for you guys. While I check that, though, let's go through the injury report with our good friends at Lido Rider, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath.
Now it's time for the Inter-Miami Injury Report, presented by Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath.
And now a fight for it, one right back by Inter-Miami.
Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath, representing injured people and their families for more than 35 years. Visit foryourrights.com.
It's foryourrights.com, folks. Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath, always taking care of you when you are in trouble in South Florida. Visit foryourrights.com. That is foryourrights.com. Two players still on the Inter Miami injury report. That is Alan Abando and Davi Ruiz. Abando, the great young striker from Ecuador. His rights owned by Atletico Madrid. Atletico Madrid, one of the top teams in La Liga year in and year out. Davi Ruiz, good player, man. You really need when it comes to the MLS Cup playoffs, you really need your full roster. So Davi Ruiz is going to be unavailable tonight, hamstring injury. He got injured on international duty playing for Honduras. But Ruiz and Abando, the two players on the injury report, and the player unavailable is Matteo Silvetti. Silvetti is on international duty. He's a young one, 19 years old. He's playing for the U20 squad in Argentina right now in the U20 World Cup. So as we know, the 2026 World Cup is going to be happening this summer. But Matteo Silvetti is on international duty playing for those U20 Argentinians. And he's getting some World Cup action in the U20 World Cup. So those are the three players who are unavailable for Inter Miami coming up tonight. Now let's take a flip over to the Chicago Fire. Once again, if you're just joining us, we're going to have Inter Miami and the Chicago Fire kickoff coming up around 7:40, 7:41. These MLS games have been starting about 11, 12 minutes after the said start time. So I expect to kick off around 7:41 in South Florida tonight. But the three players who are out with injury, Chris Mueller, Leonardo Barossa, Victor Radjovic, and also Sam Rogers, who is suspended due to a red card. So Sam Rogers, red card. Chris Mueller has heart problems. Hope everything's okay with Mueller. Leonardo Barossa, he's dealing with a muscle injury. And Victor Radjovic, he's dealing with a muscle injury too. So four players unavailable for the Chicago Fire as we inch closer to kickoff in South Florida. We're a little under an hour away from sending things on pitch side to Ken Lavica, voice of the Inter Miami Herons on ESPN 106.3. And that is your injury report. Once again, brought to you by Lido Rider, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath. Visit foryourrights.com. That is foryourrights.com. They've been serving injured people and their families for over 35 years. Visit foryourrights.com. I believe we do have, like I said, I've been trying to confirm this. Sorry, folks, I'm a one-man show today. My producer, Damian Perez, is on the side of the Deporte side tonight doing his pregame show. And thank you to Ken LaVica and the OG on-site producer Oscar Gonzalez. They have the starting 11s for me. Appreciate the boys on the other end. We're going to be hearing from them in just a minute. But it's going to be a 4-4-2 for the Herons tonight. Asku Ustadi is in goal. So Ustadi in goal in a 4-4-2. Four defenders, four midfielders, and two strikers up top. From left to right, folks, your defenders for the Herons tonight: Jordi Alba, Gonzalo Luan, Toto Aviles, and Marcelo Weigand. The midfielders, Telasco's, from left to right, by the way, Telasco, Segovia, Sergio Busquets, Yannick Bright, and Rodrigo De Paul. And then the two strikers up top, Lionel Messi and Luis Suarez. And we know how this goes. Messi will play the false nine, while Suarez will be your advanced attacking forward tonight. Lionel Messi is coming off of it, and I don't care what people say, he's coming off a good performance in Toronto. The goalkeeper was just better. But Messi had four shots on target, all saved by Sean Johnson, who had the game of his life and will never play a better game. Am I bitter? Yes. But yeah, Messi still, in my opinion, in form. Before that Toronto game where he didn't have a goal or assist, he had two braces and an assist in a row. Two braces and assists in a row in two straight games and a goal and an assist three games before that. So Messi had eight goal contributions in three games heading into the game against Toronto, and one could argue he could have scored two or three in that game. Now for the Fire, are going to be playing their Greg Berhalter staple three in the back this year. 3-4-3 for Chicago. It's going to be Waterman, Elliott, and Gutman as the defenders. In the midfield, Bamba, Franco, Diavia, and Kouame. And then your three attackers up top, Dean Kuipers and Haile Selassie. Kuipers, by the way, on the year. Kuipers on the year. He has 17 goals. So he's been a very, very good player. He has an assist on the year, too. But he is on the field to do one thing and one thing only, and that is to score goals. And then in goal, you have Chris Brady. So a 3-4-3 for the Fire tonight, and we will continue to update you on those starting lineups, not only on Pink Smoke, but also when we get into your Inter-Miami radio network on ESPN 106.3. So lineups confirmed. Actually, let's do the reserves, too, because I do have the reserves here. Our reserves and bench players for Inter-Miami tonight: Rocco Rios Novo, backup goalkeeper, Ian Frey, Maxi Falcón. And I want to give Falcón a shout, because he was brilliant in that second half against Toronto. And I could argue he was a huge reason why Inter-Miami was able to escape with a draw in that game. Believe it or not, Inter-Miami found themselves on the back heel a couple of times with Toronto in that game. Messi played great. There's no secret there. Messi played great, and he should have scored a couple of goals. But Toronto also had a couple of opportunities within the game as well, and Falcón was brilliant. And he was able to make play after play, slide tackle. He had a goal-saving slide tackle. He played great one-on-one defense. So Falcón, I think, a player you could see earlier rather than later. And I love Toto Aviles. I think he's an uber-talented player, but he's been known to pick up cards. He's had two red cards on the season already. And I think if he gets a yellow card, I don't think Coach Mascherano is going to kind of risk him being out there. So I think you're going to see Maxi Falcón at some point tonight. Noah Allen, Ryan Saylor, Baltasar Rodriguez, Santiago Morales, Tadio Allende, and Fafa Pico. So those are your reserves tonight. Once again, Rios Novo, Frey, Falcón, Allen, Saylor, Rodriguez, Morales, Allende, and Pico. And then for Chicago, the reserves are going to be Jeffrey Gall, Justin Reynolds, Omar Gonzalez, Brian Gutierrez, Kellen Acosta, Mauricio Pineda, Sergio Oregel, and then Philip Zinkernagel. It's always a tongue twister for me. Philip Zinkernagel, a recent signee who this season has 14 goals. A transaction should the Chicago Fire made in the offseason. He's got 14 goals this year for the Fire. So I think you are going to see Philip Zinkernagel at some point. And then finally, wrapping things up for the reserves for Chicago, Tom Barlow. Barlow, three goals on the year. Folks, let's take our final timeout of Pink Smoke. When we return, we'll go around the MLS with our good friends at Audi. But keep it locked in right here, We'll get you those starting 11s again. We'll get you all those reserves again. And we'll go around the MLS. As I've mentioned, with Inter-Miami dropping points against Toronto, and I've mentioned this throughout the show, but Inter-Miami dropped points against Toronto. They only picked up a draw, which really opened up the door for the Philadelphia Union on the supporter shield. The Philadelphia Union control their own destiny in the supporter shield race, and it's straightforward. If they win their final two games, they will win the shield. The issue is, they play NYCFC at home. NYCFC is a playoff team and always a dangerous team. I know Inter-Miami dispatched them the last time they played, but it was Inter-Miami's first victory in Chicago ever. And NYCFC, a pesky team. And then to end the year, the Union will play at Charlotte. Charlotte, a tough team. They're a top five team in the MLS right now and a team that beat our Herons five games ago. So I think with Inter-Miami, maybe the Union help them out a little bit, but Inter-Miami needs to keep winning. Number one, they need to keep winning every single matchup that they have to continue to be involved in this, the supporter shield, and have a chance at winning it for a second year in a row, and hope Philadelphia could lose a couple of games. But when we return on Pink Smoke, we'll go around the MLS and explain it even more on ESPN 106.3.
This is Pink Smoke, brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Here's Mike Rizzo.
Final segment of Pink Smoke. We are leading you up until kickoff tonight in Chase Stadium, leading you all the way to about 7:40, 7:41. I think I got it clocked. I think it's going to be a 7:41 kickoff tonight based off of my, what game is this? 30-ish games I've been on for Inter-Miami. Now, I haven't been here every single week. You know, I caught the bubonic plague one of the weeks, but I think I've been on for 30 solid Inter-Miami games this year. I've kind of clocked MLS play at about 7:41. Used to be 7:38, no longer, man. 7:41 now, where we would get you pitch side to voice in the Inter-Miami Herons, Ken LaVica. He is on site at Chase Stadium, him and our OG on-site producer, Oscar Gonzalez. But we do have starting lineups. Before we go around the MLS, let me get you those lineups again. Inter-Miami going with their staple at this point. They've gone for it for about five straight games. It's at 4-4-2. And the 4-4-2 tonight features these players. We're going to start away from the back and work our way up top. In net and between the sticks tonight is Oscar Ustadi. And then on that back line, from left to right, Jordi Alba, Gonzalo Luan, Toto Aviles, and Marcelo Weigand. No Maxi Falcón, who I thought was the best defender in that game against Toronto, and no Ian Frey. So Weigand in for Frey, Aviles in for Falcón. And then in the midfield, you got Telasco from left to right, Telasco Segovia, Sergio Busquets, Yannick Bright, Rodrigo De Paul. Rodrigo De Paul finds himself on that right side again. The last two fixtures, you've seen Rodrigo De Paul play that right center mid. Not tonight. He will come off of the right. And then Yannick Bright getting the nod for the first time in two games. And then up top, nothing different. Lionel Messi and Luis Suarez. Messi will play the false nine. Suarez will play the advanced attacking forward. So pretty standard lineup for Inter-Miami. The only real changes is Toto Aviles getting the start and Marcelo Weigand getting the start. It's been Falcón and Ian Frey in recent fixtures. For the Chicago Fire, they have Brady in goal, and they will be playing a 3-4-3, the staple Berhalter three in the back. So 3-4-3, from left to right, you got Gutman, Elliott, and Waterman. Those are your three defenders. And then in the midfield, Coima, Davila, Franco, and Bamba. And then the three attackers up top, you got Dean, Kuipers, and Haile Selassie. So the Chicago Fire going with that 3-4-3. A couple of things on the line for the Fire tonight. If the Fire win, they are in. It's one of those situations similar to our Herons two games ago in New York. Win, and you're in. So the Fire got a lot to play for tonight. Their MLS Cup lives tonight for the Fire. Now, even if they lose, they'll have some chances to still make the Cup playoffs. But the Fire certainly probably, I mean, they got a strong lineup. You look at their lineup, they got a strong lineup tonight. I will say no Philip Zinkernagel in the lineup. Zinkernagel on the year has 14 goals and 10 assists, but he will be coming off the bench as a reserve. We are long overdue for going around the MLS with our good friends at Audi. Let's do that right now.
Now it's time to go around the MLS, presented by your local South Florida Audi dealerships. Test drive the new Q6 e-tron today at your local South Florida Audi dealer or visit AudiOffers.com to learn more.
So, folks, the Q6 e-tron is that whip right now over at Audi. You can test drive it by going to your local South Florida Audi dealer and then AudiUSA.com to learn more. That is AudiUSA.com. We talked about the Supporters Shield standings. Philadelphia controlling their own destiny. If they win their final two games against NYCFC and Charlotte, they will be Supporters Shield champion. Inter-Miami still has a fighting chance, though. If the Union drop one of those two games and Inter-Miami could win out, never say never, never say die. So Inter-Miami still technically in the race, having two games in hand over Philadelphia, Cincinnati, and NYCFC, the three teams ahead of them. But they're going to need to win every fixture, and they're going to need some help from the Philadelphia Union. Now, could the Union lose two games in a row, and could our Herons not have to win every game? Maybe, but you don't want to leave it up to chance. Win every game, pray Philadelphia loses, and you might be able to still walk away with a Supporters Shield title. But I think Inter-Miami, they got bigger fish to fry, and that is the MLS Cup playoffs. But that is around the MLS with our good friends at Audi. The top nine teams right now in the East, Philadelphia, Cincinnati, NYCFC, Inter-Miami, Charlotte, Nashville, Orlando, Columbus, and Chicago. Those are the nine teams. And then in the Western Conference, San Diego, Vancouver, Minnesota, LAFC, Seattle, Austin, Portland, Colorado, and San Jose. I mentioned the Chicago Fire being the ninth team. I want to remind everyone again, if they win tonight, they are in. If they win tonight, they will be in the MLS Cup playoffs. They're probably, regardless, in my honest opinion, I think they are going to be that ninth team. I don't think the Red Bulls have what it takes to overcome 5 points with two games left on their schedule. But we'll see if the Fire got some fight tonight, and I'm hoping they don't, because I'm still hoping Inter-Miami could be Supporters Shield champions, because I personally don't think. How about this? I'll leave you with this, and then we're going to get you into the pregame. I don't think Philadelphia is going to win out. I think they drop either NYCFC or at Charlotte. Catch up with you in a sec, folks. Taking a 3-minute break, and then I will have the Inter-Miami pregame show with you on your Inter-Miami radio network.